Blog Talk Radio.
I said that one of the reasons why I struggled to make it in Hollywood or with anything was because of the criminals near me. Some deranged criminals who targeted me. Now, that, you know, I have, that's why with my music I have copyrighted all the songs, even with my birth name. And I publish it. I was told by the Music 101, you know, with the publishing companies that I work with, the licensing company, which is one of the biggest licensing companies in the world. Well, it was both ASCAP and BMI. But I make music to publish it and copyright it, even regardless of, you know, my real name or my birth name. If it's copyrighted and it's published, then I own the song. I'm protected. That's how we protect the songs. You have to copyright it. You have to own it by publishing it. And I felt that was not enough because the danger that I felt in living in the home that I currently live. And these dangerous low-life criminals. I did mention about particular black people. And when I say this, I ain't generalizing the whole race. There are some good black people out there. Lots. Most black people do not commit crimes against other black people. But I dealt with some who are the most dangerous. They lived on my street of votes and Landon, continually making false, delusional claims that I put them on the street. I don't know why. They say they got $100,000-$300,000 from using my songs, sampling my songs to rap. They, you know, besides the stalking, the trespass, the alleged trespassing voyeurism, which I believe they have done, they have stalked me, targeted me simply because I was an African American. They were too dangerous to come near other African Americans. Were they from South LA? Were they harassing and targeting other black men? The answer is yes. They're a typical black person. But it wasn't just them. I tried to get the police involved because I consider them extremely dangerous. They're the stereotype of the typical, do everything to hurt people, rob people, commit fraud, and they target other black men and women innocent who they don't know. And I wasn't the only one. And this is not racism, this is just life. They should, if they had used my song or got sampling, they committed a felony of fraud. They are too dangerous. The lie, they made the excuse that I put them on the street. Well, they need to look at reality, because I don't deal with delusional, mentally ill criminals. Because they can talk to their manager. I never owned their building. And I have no qualms about, and I ain't going to lie to anybody, especially I never owned a home before I got this one. They were too dangerous. Blame it on a stranger simply because I was black, like they committed crimes against black people. I know they've been in prison before. They probably harassed other black men and women simply because of going by skin color. I was a stranger. I didn't talk to the man on Vosel Landing. They managers put them on the street, and I don't even know why. I moved out before they did. I didn't want to live in no roach-infested building. Now, as far as the other concern, that man on Vosel was too dangerous, just like the banging on my window for no reason. He was a pervert, too, and a monster. As an example of why I stay away from people like that, regardless of color. I always have said that I do not discriminate on race. I discriminate on character. These people, they should not be walking the street. Do you know that they targeted me for 17, 18 years? And I don't even know them. Their delusions about the band, about they calling me retarded, all this stuff illustrate how dangerous they really are. And this is why black people suffer racism, because of people like this trash. I don't know why the black community have not addressed this. They must. It's not just off LA where it happens, where they kill and murder different people on a daily basis. It's in all over LA. It's all over. And no, I'm not a racist. This is just a fact of life. If I looked the other way, and I could get myself dead, I'd be dead right now. I'm lucky I'm still alive dealing with this. But what I'm trying to say is, these particular black and white and Latino people, because it wasn't just black, have made statements that they got money from my song through fraud. They forged my name. They even, because of their dangerous criminal intent, have said that they're going to get money from my property. These criminals are mentally ill, black and white Latino people. Because I'm adding this because they said it out their mouths. They got $300,000. They committed a felony because they said they gave permission from others to use my song and they had no permission. They should be in jail because they may have took my dream away. They took my dream away. They're evil. Why are they walking the street? The black man and his girlfriend out there on the street in the car, coming over here all the time, thinking that, looking at me as a victim. And those other people. They also use the phone calls to make 911 abuse. One of them hangs out at the Cornerstone. This situation when a long time ago when I was grown up. Again, I do not discriminate. I just discriminate against dangerous white and Latino and Asian and black people. Because criminals, you cannot hang around. We don't go by color. We go by content. These individuals should be locked up. They should never have received $300,000 or $100,000 or whatever from any of my pop music. Try to find out if there's any of this evidence. I'm going to leave it to a question mark. But in the meantime, I had to keep safe. I learned this long time ago in my hometown because I don't want nothing to do with them too. People from my hometown, when I lived on Earl, lived in MLK, I lived in my own family, but nothing but criminals. Did you know that when I was young, I observed members of my family and my neighborhood, all they did was harass and kill other people in the neighborhood, sell drugs, and look for an avenue for someone to victimize. In my family, there were several people who got put in jail. There were allegations that my cousin, my aunt, manipulated my mom in that lawsuit. So there were several of them who got in jail. I was told by my mom to stay away from them. I have to. I saw their character. They were dangerous. So I learned that I had to differentiate from each person based on their character. It wasn't about what they looked like. Because I had some really bad experience of fraud, ID theft. And I was also subjected to physical violence. And then the unfortunate situation was coming out to L.A., I knew I had to be careful what I learned in New York State. Because New York State, I learned the way is to just, if it means to keep away from every single person, because if they're bad, that's the way it is in order to survive. Because it was too much crime and too much violence. And yeah, they may have came out here. They too might be doing the same thing, come out here to commit fraud. They're strangers. I want nothing to do with them. Even people in my grade school. I saw somebody in my neighborhood, DeAndre, went to jail twice. I don't want nothing to do with them. All they know how to do is look for a victim. So I learned it in my own family. My mom told me to stay away from members of my own family. It had nothing to do with race. It had to do with survival. But it had to do with people's character. So I came out to L.A. and I knew it wasn't just black. It was white, too. Latinos, too. It had nothing to do with their race. It has to do with their character, their actions. So my songs may have been used. They may have gotten $300,000 from somebody in the music industry. These individuals that I dealt with have violated my constitutional rights looking at my home. I have told the police, but I don't have evidence. They have to investigate this building. And I believe these individuals were from Landon and Vos made up false allegations that I put them on the street or in Haskell, and I did not. Dangerous. They sit on the street on Haskell all day looking at me, waiting for some money because my home was a lot of money. That's how dangerous and disgusting trash they are. These criminals may have took my dreams away. They show how low-life trash, and they have the nerve to mention church. This trash should not be walking the streets because they hurt innocent people. Look at me as a victim. It has nothing to do with what their color or their character or whatever category they are. It had to do with their character. They're dangerous. People in my building looking at my songs. Those songs have been copyrighted and published. That's the protection. That's what you do in the music industry. Because I'd be ready to sue and file criminal charges for fraud. But it's also the condo who wanted me to leave because they didn't want me to succeed. Away from dangerous, mentally ill people. These individuals make up stories and lies. Yeah, they hang out and they're mentally ill. They make up stories. My mental health was subjected to a reality that I just was hard to understand that I had to keep safe. I had to look at each individual for how the way they act toward me and what they present. So I'm not going to hang out with some thief or some con artist or some drug dealer. I'm going to hang out with the good people. Unfortunately, knowing what a good person is, it's very hard to know. Because when you look for good people for me was hard to find. I didn't find it in my family, biological family on both sides, because I thought they were untrustworthy. There was no relationship, and it will stay that way. Unfortunately, that's what I learned as a child. When I came to L.A., I learned that with my neighbors, everybody looks suspicious until I know them and get to know them. Sure, you don't go by color. You don't go by category. When I say category, I don't go by gender. I don't go by none of that. It's their character. I had to stay safe. I may have been a victim of fraud. My dream in Hollywood may have been taken away by a dangerous low-life piece of trash who got lots of money for my song, and they didn't have no permission to use it. Bought homes and other things, rap. I don't know if that's true, because these individuals are mentally ill, hang out with that San Fernando Center, looking for a leader. No, they're looking at me as a victim. They, too, are dangerous. I have to be careful. I don't want to have no dangerous mentally ill person coming all over to you. I look at someone's mental health or someone's honesty. As I said, they look at me as an opportunity to take advantage. They may have took my dreams away. They may have moved up to Sacramento when they were staying nearby on the street. But something got a home or something, they didn't earn it. They didn't write it. They didn't play. They just committed fraud or pretended to be me or say that I had a conservatorship and lies. And that's not fair for some dangerous lowlife to make up stories and to take my dreams away. No one should be subjected to this. Thank you. Good day. Good night. From Dove Night.